Occupying Till He Comes at Southwest Prophecy Ministries. This is David Schnitker with today's Southwest Prophecy Ministries program. Thanks for joining us. It is a real privilege to have Doc Marquis with us today to discuss his brand new DVD entitled, How Close Are We? This is actually two DVDs under one cover and is nearly 3 hours in length. These films examine pre-signs of the rapture, as given primarily in our Lord's Olivet Discourse, and seeks to enlighten us to the all-important question, how close are we to the next rapture? There is so much in these DVDs that we are only going to be able to touch the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, in these two interviews. Now, at the end of this program, friends, stay tuned and I will tell you how you can get this fantastic set of two DVDs. Doc, welcome to the broadcast today.
Thank you, David. How have you been?
I've been very well, thank you.
Good.
Well, as I viewed this video, and it's extremely detailed, it's well documented, the graphics are so well done. This is an amazing effort on your part. And my first question is, why did you decide to produce a film on the subject, How Close Are We?
Probably the main reason is because so many folks either email me or call me, or when I'm ever out on the road, you know, doing conferences, conventions, symposiums, what have you, one of the big questions they ask me is, Doc, how close do you think we are to the next rapture? And in order to address this, I felt it really necessary to go into some of the finer details that, in my humble opinion, I think we've been overlooking.
Okay. I think that's very valid. And so in response to concerns of listeners and friends, you're wanting to basically make the scriptures clear on these subjects.
Well, not just clear, but I want to present them in such a way that they would able to be able to use or take, let's say, some of the photos, illustration diagrams I used to put this DVD together, so that they can share it with their friends and show them the reasoning behind why I think we're closer to the last and final rapture than we originally thought. And, you know, so many people think it could happen, you know, who knows how many years down the road, or that generation or this generation. And the Bible makes these things very clear. It's only when we pay strict attention and apply biblical hermeneutics that we really seem to get to the core of the question of how close are we?
Oh, amen. And, of course, we both know there's so much false teaching and false date setting. That it almost invalidates.
And we were warned about such things in the scriptures, weren't we, David?
We really were. Yeah, in fact, that is a fulfillment of scripture that we have so many false prophets in our day.
Right, and false teachers. And, you know, they'd go around tickling people's ears with every little new discourse they come up with.
Right, right. Well, let me read the verses that you deal with primarily in this film, and then we'll launch off into that. These are verses that are found in the Olivet Discourse. It's recorded in both Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but the fullest rendering is in Matthew 24 and 25. So let me just read some of the verses that you deal with extensively in the film. First of all, Matthew 24, verses 3 through 8. We read there, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto you, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And then we move down to verses 32 through 34 for another important prophecy. Jesus is continuing to speak and teach there. In verse 32, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. So here in the Olivet Discourse, Jesus is answering the disciples' question about when shall these things be and when shall be the end of the age. So these are very important verses if we want to understand the times in which we live. Well, my first question is, Doc, how do you interpret the budding of the fig tree and the length of the generation spoken of by Jesus, and how does all of this fit into the prophetic timeline?
Well, the fig tree, symbolically speaking, as you well know, David, has always been represented to be that of Jerusalem itself, the Israelis. And when we look at it, it tells us that it's going to suddenly bud. In other words, it's going to produce fruit. This prophetical event that's recorded here in Matthew comes after another prophecy where Jesus Christ told us that the second temple, in which the second temple in Jerusalem upon, you know, the Temple Mount, that every single brick would be brought down. Not one would be left. And of course, this was when Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD. We find out that the Roman general Titus had besieged the outer wall of Jerusalem in 69 AD. Next year in 70 AD, he besieged the city itself and took it over and destroyed everything. So we know that that event had happened, and that the next one, in which we are talking about Israel now, refers to the budding of the fig tree. That, in other words, it would come back. However, that would not be for almost 2,000 years, when on May 14th, 1948, Israel was recognized as a sovereign nation. So the budding of the fig tree, the coming back of Israel, historically speaking, happened a little bit more than 70 years ago.
So in your view, Doc, you're saying that the restoration of Israel as a nation there in 1948, was that 48 or 49?
48.
1948 was, in effect, it started the time clock to the coming of Jesus Christ, the budding of the fig tree.
Because it teaches us that once that event had happened, it stated that that generation that would see Israel becoming a nation, that that generation would not pass away till all those things be fulfilled. And we know after that, the big event, of course, that's on everyone's mind is, you know, when there's a rapture. But we see a sequence of events that had to happen first. You know, first we saw the destruction of the temple, then we saw the coming back of Israel as a nation, and now we learn from the various passages that a biblical generation would have to happen and not complete itself until the return of Jesus Christ in the next and final rapture.
Now, as you know, Doc, there's a great deal of controversy. We won't spend a lot of time on it because entire books have been written on it in terms of what Jesus meant in terms of length of the generation, because Jesus does say, you know, this generation. So what are some of the different views on the length of a generation?
Well, a biblical generation is actually easy to measure if we just, you know, mind our own businesses and read what what God has to say in his own word. You know,
that's always a good place to start.
Yeah, we find out that there are three lengths, three major lengths, as far as I remember from my days at Louisiana Baptist University. That's where I went to get my Christian education, class of 84. But we find out a biblical generation can be 40 years, 70 years, and up to 100 years. So the question is, which one are we looking at here? Now, if we go by the 40-year standard, well, that means we would, now, mind you, we're not going to be date setting here. All I'm going to do is apply the length of a generation and see what the math reveals. If we go by the 40-year measurement of a viable generation, that would be 1988. And since you and I and all the other born-again Christians are still here, well, no rapture happened, did it?
No, it sure didn't. A lot of people expected that it would by 1988.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes.
You know, and by if we apply the 70-year application, that means it would bring it up to 2018.
Yes.
I think. Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
40 years.
Uh-huh.
2018.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that would give us two more years if that's correct. And then if we apply 100 years, which is another measurement of a biblical generation, that would bring us up to 2048.
That's correct.
So if we go by the biblical definition of a generation, that it could mean that somewhere in between 2018 through 2048, Jesus Christ is going to come back in the last and final rapture. That's what the numbers tell us.
Okay. Well, one of the signs that Jesus gave here in the Olivet Discourse as it pertains to the countdown, so to speak, or the prophetic timeline leading up to his return is an increase in earthquakes. And I think along with that is implied the idea of an increase in volcanic activity, signs in the earth. So could you talk to our listeners about whether we are seeing an increase in the number and magnitude of earthquakes in recent years?
Well, it's interesting you would ask about that because in my DVD series, which is called Secrets of the Illuminati, DVD 7 and 8, I wrote an increase of earthquakes, volcanoes, and tsunamis about a year and a half before these things had happened. See, we really started seeing a measurable, and I mean measurable now, difference in the amount of volcanic activity, earthquakes, and such about 5 years ago. And six and a half years ago, I knew what the scriptures had warned about. And I started looking and measuring and counting and calculating. The end result to me was obvious. And just to give you one example, I believe it was 2011. In the first 3 months, in the first 3 months, they had the total amount of earthquakes that they should have had in a full year. And that was just the first 3 months. That had never, ever happened before. And when we look at the at the volcanic activities, my goodness, it looks like every mountain range in the earth is going off now.
And there's speculation that some are about to go off, you know, like the big area under the Yellowstone Park. People are saying
you're talking about that great caldera there.
Right.
I mean, that's what's known as a super volcano. Now, if that thing ever blew, according to predictions, in the first 24 hours, approximately a third of the United States would begin to be covered with volcanic ash. And within a week, it is believed that the whole of the United States would be blanketed with this volcanic ash. And that within, I believe they said, depending on the wind current and such, in about 2 to 3 weeks, that same volcanic blanket would begin to hit Europe.
Wow, that is massive. Perhaps the most
massive
volcano in modern history.
Well, that's not the only super caldera in existence. There is what's known as the Ring of Fire within the Pacific Ocean. And if that thing ever goes, we're talking the entire Earth is going to be blanketed in this volcanic ash, which will darken the period of the sun for quite a while.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that could fulfill the darkening of the sun or the turning of it into a blood-red appearance as found in the book of Revelation.
Right, absolutely. And Jesus talked about signs in the heavens and signs on the earth and the darkening of the sun in the Olivet Discourse as well. So mm-hmm. these things are all work would all work together to fulfill a Bible prophecy.
Precisely.
Yes. Well, we're going to pick up with that next week. This has been a good introduction to the topic. And so, friends, I am sure that you will want to obtain a copy of this 2-DVD set entitled, How Close Are We? The Question on Every Christian's Lips. Well, in this fascinating study, Doc will show us the warning signs and pre-signs of the next rapture that Jesus spoke about in the Olivet Discourse. Now, once Doc has connected all the dots from the Bible, he will venture to speculate how close we are to the blessed appearance of our Lord, so that we might meet him in the air and be taken home to heaven. This is the blessed hope of all believers. Well, my friends, this is a great witnessing tool for the unsaved. So I am sure you will want a copy. You may obtain a copy of this 2-DVD set, nearly 3 hours in length, for a gift offering of $19.95 plus $5 for shipping and handling. You may obtain this film in two ways. First, you can order it on our website if you have access to the internet, www.swpm.us is our website. That's www.swpm.us. Or you may order it through the mail at Southwest Prophecy Ministries, SWPM, P.O. Box 58043, Oklahoma City, 73157. That address again is P.O. Box 58043, Oklahoma City, 73157. So friends, you will want to join us next week as we continue this fascinating discussion with Doc Marquis on the subject, How Close Are We? Until then, this is David Schnitker. Thanks for listening.